This is New Orleans Public Radio. I'm Carl Lengel. NOCA, the New Orleans Center for Creative Arts, will hold an audition workshop tomorrow, Saturday, on the campus on Charter Street. While not a prerequisite to the official audition sessions in January, the workshop does serve to advise parents and students what is beneficial in an audition. Brian Hamill, Director of Communications at NOCA, joins us today on The Work of Art to talk about the work of auditioning. Hi, Brian. Thanks for coming in today.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much for this opportunity.
Let's talk about the NOCA auditions that are coming up. What's involved in that?
We have typically an application deadline in early January. This year, it's January the 8th. Students apply online, and once we get that completed application, they are scheduled for an audition. So I think a basic part of every audition is an interview. You know, a student sharing their passion with our faculty. In visual arts specifically, typically a visual arts student has had some training in middle school, so they walk in with that portfolio, probably 8 to 10 pieces of sample work that they can demonstrate and show to the faculty member. That begins the interview process. The faculty member will ask a question of the student, a specific piece, so there's a dialogue. Then that student is asked to do a still life drawing right there on campus in our visual arts room. And what a still life drawing is there'll be items that'll be in the middle of the room, and there'll be easels surrounding those items, and each student will have a little station. And they'll take probably 45 minutes at the most to draw a still life right then on site. And that's the audition.
This doesn't have to be something that they actually did in an academic environment. It can be something they do on their own time, as long as they have some kind of qualifying material that says, I like doing this, and this is the result of what my experience has been to date.
That's exactly right. We have, at NOCA, we service students from homeschools, private schools, public schools. So literally go in your backyard, draw that backyard scene, draw a family member, because those pieces are what faculty are really interested in seeing. So that way they can determine the level of that student. When they're accepted, they can be placed in a specific level at NOCA.
Okay. For the audition process for performance, let's review that. What's required?
Well, you know, an interview again. You're interviewing with that faculty member, but we give sample monologue choices. And so we inform the student, here's that monologue, or here's a choice of monologues we'd like to hear from you. That student memorizes that monologue. A key to this process is knowing where that, what play it's from, what's happening. You know, because the faculty are going to listen to that student perform.
Context.
Right. What? Where are you? You know, what? Who is? What is this? What are you going through at this moment? So, you perform and you present that monologue, and then all of a sudden the faculty will say, "Okay, great, good job. Let's talk about who you are as a character," because I think a student has to understand that whole context. What's going on at that moment?
And is there context also in music? I mean, if you're performing on an instrument, you have to know the story behind that.
Absolutely right.
The world of the composer.
Because that makes you a better, you know, you're going to be more successful because you get the whole picture. You know, for us, we want that student that has really done their research, have done their work, have really prepared and taken it seriously, because you know what? NOCA is a challenging school. We want students to be prepared because we want that successful student to come in and be part of our family. We don't want a student to come into our family and struggle and be sad and feel like that they're not meeting that mark. We want that student to be ready to work. Like in media arts, we have a media arts program which is all about filmmaking. That student may have never really gotten training in filmmaking in middle school, but guess what? They've been making films on that phone in their hand. You know, and so it's all about the passion. You know, that student communicates that passion, communicates that they're ready to work, willing to work, and are ready for our unique environment is very important to us.
So you mentioned film. Let's talk about that. Again, doesn't have to be from an academic environment. Can be just their own experience in putting together YouTube videos.
It could, honestly, in media arts and in theater design, too. And what I mean by theater design is behind the scenes, light, sound.
Right, sets.
Sets, yeah. All of that.
Costuming.
It's about bringing your passion in both of those arts disciplines, media arts and theater designs. You can bring a sketch. You know, I want to set this play in a certain era. This is what I want to create. These are sample materials that I want my costumes to be. So it's almost like you're pitching a project to, a developer. And that's same with media arts. Media arts, you can actually have a little board, and you create a scene, and you pitch that movie concept to the teacher so the teacher can hear from that student the passion, the student lights up when they talk about this arts discipline because they love it. This is their thing. Because at NOCA, we're, you know, are ready for you to work on that arts discipline every day. You know, and that student has to be ready and have the love for that arts discipline to put it on the table.
Thank you for your time today.
Thank you, my friend.
One singular sensation, every little step she takes.
NOCA Director of Communications Brian Hamill on auditioning. Students interested in attending the NOCA audition to workshop to be held tomorrow on the NOCA campus must register at www.nocca.com. The Work of Art airs Fridays at 4:44 with the support of the Helles Foundation. For The Work of Art on New Orleans Public Radio, I'm Carl Lingle.